The importance of backing up is pretty clear for everyone out there, but exactly how to do it seems to confuse a lot of people. There are so many ways to back up these days that it can be a little confusing. Two of the most common ways people are backing up today is either through an external hard drive or through one of the cloud services. Frankly, the best strategy might incorporate both. The problem with just having an external backup is that if somebody breaks into your home or business, you have a fire or a flood or some unforeseen situation, and both your computer and your backup, which are located in the same place, are destroyed, you have nowhere to turn. Cloud-based backups are great in that all of that information lives on secured, encrypted servers outside of your home or business, so that if something dramatic happens, you can easily reach out and grab your files. An external backup with a cloud-based backup kind of covers all your bases so that no matter what happens, you have somewhere to go. It literally gives you three copies of all your critical information. Some of the most common mistakes we see when people set up a backup start with an external drive. A lot of people refer to an external drive as a backup, when in fact what they're doing is actually saving all their information only on the external hard drive. We see this time and time again, where somebody refers to it as a backup drive when it's actually the primary storage. The key here is if you can't find two copies of any file, it's not a backup. Another mistake we see a lot of people make is they install the backup software, but they don't set the scheduler, so it's on them as the human to remember to run the program. This never works. We're often given backup drives where folks assumed things were being backed up, and the last backup was done months, if not years ago. Make sure you set an automatic scheduler. A big benefit of cloud-based backup systems is they incorporate what's called versioning, so you have multiple copies of a file depending upon when the file was uploaded. This is really important when you make a mistake on a file and don't catch it right away, or if you get infected with a virus that infects data files. Versioning is really, really important. Again, off-site backups are critical, especially for businesses. You have to assume at some point something could happen, generally a theft, sometimes it's a fire. If your backup is located right next to your computer and something of this nature happens, you're in trouble. Another thing we see is the fear of the cloud. That's not the only way to get an off-site backup. There are multiple software programs and systems out there that will allow you to create what's called file syncing between two computers you own. So if you have a computer at the office and a computer at home, you can actually have them backing each other up through file syncing. There's also a private cloud opportunity these days where you can have an external hard drive act as your cloud backup system for multiple computers. So there are lots of ways to create offsite backups that don't include a third party. Putting together a good, solid backup strategy can get complex, so don't take it lightly. If you're not comfortable making these decisions and figuring out what's best for you, ask someone you trust that understands technology to help you set up your backup system. It's just too important to leave to chance.